music to her ears.
I'm going to take a shot at that dangerous mammal and go with the bison.
The bunsen?
The bison.
Oh, the bison.
American buffalo.
Oh, the American buffalo. Sadly, no. Now, I'd be scared.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not. They're not. They're wild.
Yeah, and, I hear people talking about looking on Facebook, whatever that is, and they say their bison are attacking people all the time.
Well, because they say don't go near the bison, and people want to go get a selfie with the bison, and the bison don't like it.
These things, people are ridiculous.
And what is this stuff Teach is saying about me being in a boy band?
Well, he already spilled his guts on that one.
I can guarantee you I can't carry a note in a bushel basket, so I've never been in any type of a band.
Well, you better
let alone a boy band. You better get practicing.
You're going to be asked to perform, my friend.
Well, that's what I heard. Wearing a G-string or something.
Yeah. Yep. That was all Keach.
Yeah.
Well, Keach can wear the... Yeah, he'd look good in a G-string.
All right, sir. Keep in touch, Mojo.
Shout out to Jan and Don, and we'll keep listening, keep calling. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has the mammal, the deadliest mammal...
Nope.
Question been answered.
No.
All right, I'm going to guess polar bears.
No, but they would... They've probably killed their fair share, except there's not a whole lot of, you know, people up there. So, you know, that would preclude.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but, I mean, that's just my kind of logic thinking about this. So I would go with a place. Here's the only kind of a hint I'm going to give. It's very, very broad. This would be in a place where there's more people. But it's still a wild... That is correct, sir.
What did he say?
He said a tiger.
That's what I was thinking, but
nobody
said it.
Well, no, you didn't say anything.
Well, of course I can't say anything.
Of course you can. Tiger is correct, sir. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, Loveland. Hey, I've been through there. It was lovely.
All right, up to Rocky Mountain National Park, yeah.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you, and... You couldn't be righter. Now, I can't believe people didn't think about
they
that
did
right
all,
off
they,
the bat.
They danced all around it. They had lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good work, Loveland.
Thank you. Thanks for the hint. Appreciate that. That's pretty rare.
Keep in touch. Wait, what?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I think we should throw out a few more questions here.
First of all, let me just say that you are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd and South, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. So good to hear from you, and we're listening to Green Cheese tonight. I'm your host, Julie Crabb, with my sister, Betsy, and we're glad you're aboard.
All right, let's go throw out a couple more questions.
Okay.
What does the letter E stand for in Albert Einstein's equation, E plus MC squared?
Hold on. I think I accidentally opened the line, so you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Julie. You did. This is Deidre Campbell.
Oahu. Yes, thanks for being quiet. I'm sorry.
No. And I was going to guess a moose. For the mammal, but I heard that tiger was the correct answer.
Yep.
And so, did you get a chop the head off, leave the body for margin yet?
No. I like the way you phrase it.
I was thinking it was a edge.
No. Oh. This one's trickier, but it's, no, that's not what I have.
All right. I'm so sorry, Keith. One more. Does the E equal energy?
It does equal energy.
Good
job.
Work, Danger Camp.
I was trying to save myself to get one right.
Thanks so much for calling and keep in touch.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We've got those other ones, behead a margin and leave a margin. Behead to move slowly and leave to move slowly. Now we're going to go the opposite direction.
Okay.
And this is basically, the word we're using is curtail, and that is removing the last letter from the first word. So curtail a lamentation and leave to lament. And curtail a protection and leave a protection. And according to the famous first line of Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, we don't need no what. And I'll throw out a boys band question.
Please.
After finding fortune with bros in the 1980s, which boy band did Tom Watkins form as rivals to Take That?
All right, then. 218-326-1234. Higher on Green Cheese.
Hi, ladies.
Hi there, Janet.
Yep, this is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are in Grand Rapids. And I know this isn't an actual question you had out there, but my other answer got taken while I was on hold.
Yes.
But I have a behead an animal and leave an animal answer.
Oh, another one?
So my answer.
Okay.
Yep, my answer is beagle and eagle.
Good
well,
work.
There you go.
I love it. And then old Nancy got whelk and elk, so... I like the addition, so
I
perfect.
I do, too. Write it down, though, Beth.
Okay, whelk and elk.
Whelk and elk,
and then
yeah.
Beagle and eagle.
That's right. Good one, Janet.
Good work.
Thank you. And I'd like to give a shout back to Jeff and Woodridge, and also a shout out to the Kilgore Scouts.
I hope they're listening, and I think they probably are. They generally do.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Yep.
Have
thanks,
a good
Janet.
Night.
Thanks, bye-bye. Janet. Higher on green cheese.
Hey there, ladies. It's the Kilgore Scouts.
There we are. See, you just got shouted out, dude.
I might have missed it just for a second there. I heard a couple shout-outs earlier. I've been on hold for a bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was going to answer about the deadliest mammal, but somebody, you know, beat that.
What was your answer going to be? First.
Oh, I was wrong. I was going to pick a different kind of cat. I was going to say leopard.
Okay.
But I did hear you just ask a question about the EMC squared equals MC squared.
Yes.
What was the question? It was something about what the E stands for. Is that right?
Yeah. What's what the E stands for? We did get the answer, but what do you have?
Oh, it's energy.
Okay. That is correct.
So okay. How about the Pink Floyd one then? Did I hear you said that we don't need no education?
That is what it is. You got it. All right.
All right. There. Finally got one.
Now getting ready to be on in about a little less than an hour, bringing us EDM. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct. Yeah, actually, I wanted to call in before I went over to the station. So.
Good work. You got it. Thanks. Keep in touch, sir.
Well, of course. Shout out to the King and Queen, the Gravestone Ninjas, and Court Jester Keach.
Okay. Thanks. Higher on green cheese.
Hi. Has the question about the deadliest mammal been answered yet?
We just got it. What do you have?
The bat.
No, it's a tiger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
where
I thought I'd do a ziggy zag.
Where are you calling from?
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pine City. This is Dave from Aiken Acres.
Thanks so much for calling, Dave.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And I'll throw a couple more of these animal questions out that a recently discovered amber specimen for the first time displayed intact examples of what physiological feature of dinosaurs. Al Kaline spent his entire career on what baseball team? And New York City boasts the world's densest population of what fastest animal on Earth? Higher on green cheese.
I'm calling for a correction about the deadliest mammal. Everybody knows the deadliest mammal was Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive. He slayed.
He was deadly.
Slayed us with his music.
And now I'm breaking my own rule because I'm going to answer a second question.
Whoa.
The rival to Take That, we Mojo and the Panty Droppers, we had beef with them in the day.
We had a great rendition
of Goodbye My Coney Island. Barbershop Quartet, make it happen, boys.
Vadio, we got a year.
The Bad Boy Barbershop Quartet. Teach from parts unknown. Let me shout out to our boy Cass. Adios.
Adios. And I'd love to hear from Cass.
Yes.
higher on green cheese?
Is Peregrine Falcon the one in New York?
That is correct. Where are you calling from?
Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
Well, Ed,
it's about time.
Yeah.
And well, I want to understand your deadliest animal question.
Okay.
Because is that per year, all throughout history, or what?
Well, why do you have to be so specific?
Because dogs kill 25,000 a year.
Wow.
Hippos are 500. Elephants are 500. And tigers lack in the backfield there with 50 to 250 a year.
Well, I'm call me a liar. Call me a liar, apparently.
No, we could not figure out for the life of us how that was working.
I understand that now that you say it this way.
But the key was wild animal. And dogs aren't...
Dogs are wild
dogs
animals
are
in
wild.
Almost every single country.
Yep, that's true. He's right about
wolves,
that.
Wolves, dingoes.
Yeah, the dingo ate my
and
baby.
The wild ones.
Dingoes eat babies.
Yeah, dingoes eat babies.
I just
remember?
Said that. Dingo ate my baby.
All right. Well, we'll have to get some clarification at the picnic on this.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you calling and dressing me down about it.
And be sure to bring your paperwork to show your work.
I wasn't. I'm just trying to figure out where it was coming from.
Joking, honey.
Hippos are brutal, by the way.
Are they? Huh.
They are. They are very, very deadly.
Important safety tip. I guess I won't, climb in the water the next time I'm in Africa.
Babies are pretty cute, though.
Only go in the water if you're being protected by a honey badger.
Okay, but they're deadly too, aren't they?
All right.
Goodbye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Julie and Betsy. I love you guys. How
hey.
Are you doing?
Good. Great. Who is this?
This is Zoots calling from the road. I'm on 169, and I just cleared Malacca. I got to go see my 95-year-old mom.
Aw.
And I guess Linda of Dome Lake gave me a shout-out, but I was taking a rest stop at the infamous Casey's in Onania.
Well, there's that.
So I'm... And I have been curious to be as to what mammal kills the most Homo sapiens.
I have tiger, but I've recently been told that that's just not true.
By the former king.
By the former king.
Who's very educated.
My former king?
No, not your former king. Last year's former king, by Ed from Cedar Island Lake, said that it actually is wild dogs.
Okay.
But.
Well, I had no idea. I was going to say narwhal. I don't even know if a narwhal is a mammal. But
no, it's a fish. It's a fish.
It is a fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, anyway. I don't know. Sorry.
It's okay.
I missed the tiger part then.
Yes, you did, but that's what it is.
Okay, I would go with wild dogs. I've been to Africa, and they had hyenas, which is considered a wild dog.
And they are deadly. Deadly.
And you would late. My sister was in the Peace Corps in the Gambia, and I went over to visit her for 2 months back, and a long time ago, I'll just say that. And you could hear them at night out there in the desert.
Wow.
But anyway, a big shout out to Linda and Don Lake. And of course, I should be seeing Galahad here in about an hour, but has he called in at all?
Nope. Nope.
Oh, okay. He's probably up to his eyeballs in teenage girl drama then.
Well, there's that.
but then anyway, yeah. And then for Keech and Mojo and who's the furnace guy that keeps calling in and saying, like, I was on hold so long that, like, Dayton's reopened?
I have it written down here, but I can't remember which one he is, but he'll tell me because I'm sure he'll get back in.
I'd have to.
Well, my question to those guys is, when's the boy band reunion, and at what casino is it going to be?
Well,
so all of us going through our midlife crisis can try and squeak into our skinny jeans and go scream in a boy band.
Well, next that's why we're going to do it next year at the picnic, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, hey, Galahad just texted me. I love this hands-free stuff. But anyway, I gave my shout-outs. I love you guys are what, that every third Saturday?
Well, we're the second Saturday of every month.
Okay, I'm not counting my weeks for October. But
I love listening to you guys. You're keeping me alert on the drive home.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Good Bye, to hear Sue. From you. Keep in touch, doll. Higher in green cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Yes, Jigs.
Yeah, my question while I was on hold got answered about the mammal.
Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking it was the two-legged cougar. But it ended up being the tiger.
Okay. So. Okay, Jigs, you better start practicing your boy band stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had Marky Mark in the Fluff Band or whatever it was. My buddy says sitting around the fire here, but he was wrong. So it was. I'll just go from there. But I do know a member of that. The G-String Quartet, the Barbershop Quartet. So,
all right.
We'll go from there.
All right, sir. Keep in touch.
Let's go tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Higher on green cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the question about Al Colleen and the baseball team.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was the Detroit Tigers.
That's right. It's in the animal category, you are absolutely correct.
I get it.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Where are you calling from?
This is Migrating Warblers.
Oh, hi.
And, I'd like to give a shout out back to the Nine More Loons and to OJ in Prairie City, Oregon.
Oh, I haven't heard from him yet, but we did hear from the Nine Mores.
I know. I heard him too.
Cool. Thanks so much for calling Migrating.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye-bye. Higher on green cheese.
Ladies, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How about you, and who is this?
Good. This is Sam again from Now Then.
Okay.
I heard there's a question about a ball player by the name of Al Kaline.
Yes.
And has that been answered?
Like the person right before you.
Are you kidding?
No, oh. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us the answer.
Oh, he played for the Detroit Tigers.
He sure did.
Well, I gave it my all.
You did, and you know, you were right, so you can take that to the bank.
I will. You know what? I'm wearing my gold star that day.
Absolutely, sir.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hello. So we actually don't have an answer for any question because we kind of missed a little bit of what was happening. We have a toddler.
Well,
but either way, we could give a shout out, but
sure.
But if you wanted to repeat any of the questions, we could try to give it our best whirl, but we usually don't get through. So we're like, there's no way. And then oh my gosh.
And then here you do. You are through.
Here we are. We're on.
It's kind of hard to repeat the questions over the air, but if you know, give your shout out and hang up and listen, and we'll give you some more and you can try to get right back in.
We could try that. Was one of them all about the fastest animal?
Where did that go? It was right. I said, New York boasts the world's densest population of what fastest animal on Earth?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was.
Do we have a guess?
They did. What do you have? What do you have?
Hold on one sec. The answer that was spread on the grapevine to me was cheetah.
No, it's actually peregrine falcon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, keep in touch. Listen again. I bet you'll get through again. Okay. Thanks so much. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pengilly. I'm actually super excited because I called in for What's for Breakfast the other day, and they said they don't have many Pengilly call-ins.
Cool.
So here we are, another Pengilly representative.
I love it. Thanks so much for calling and being on What's for Breakfast.
Yeah. No, that was super fun.
Cool. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
God, ladies, I've been on hold so long, Penny's just reopened in the Iron Gate Mall.
Oh, you mean the sad mall?
Well, there's nothing sad about it. I heard that Pomita's moving back in there, too.
Where are you calling from again?
This is Rhinestone calling from the Biffy.
The Biffy. God. Okay.
I just stepped outside of the Biffy and wanted to answer a question, but they all got answered. Like I said, I was on hold so long.
All those things happened.
I know. Throw me a softball. What do you guys got?
All right, here's one. Braxton Hicks contractions are a symptom of the false kind of what physiological process?
Pregnancy.
That's right.
No. Nope.
Well, not pregnancy, but.
Yes, it is. That is pregnancy, but what physiological process?
Birthing.
No.
What happens before that, before the baby comes?
No, you're giving way too many clues.
I thought you were just throwing out a
I know. I mean, you guys are opening the door. How do I word this? This is public radio.
Yeah, yeah. It's nothing like that.
It's nothing like that. I mean, when do you know you're going to have a baby?
As soon as you're not, wedding.
No.
Okay. We'll let this go for now.
9 months after that.
Yeah.
As soon as the baby's birthed? Nope. Oh, your water breaks.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, buddy.
Speaking of water breaking, I got to turn the pump off and drain the water at the cabin this weekend. So, okay. Also, one thing I'm going to do before I go to bed?
Change the
furnace. Call you guys again, but I'm going to change that furnace filter.
Okay, good job. Higher on green cheese.
So for now.
What am I answering, Ty? There's three guys three people, and you wanted to know what they all had in common. The last name would have been Jackson.
Yeah, we got that a while ago.
Way to dismiss it, Betsy.
There were actually five. It was Victoria, Bo, Michael, Stonewall, and Shoeless Joe.
I didn't hear the answer. I thought, I can't believe nobody answered that.
Nope, we did get the answer.
And
you are
correct.
Got
anything else for me that's obvious?
I'll just ask the same question that I asked the previous caller. Braxton Hicks contractions are a symptom of the false kind of what physiological process?
Braxton Hicks, you know that. No, girls always know that. Yeah, what about it? You know about Braxton Hicks?
They are symptom of the false kind of what?
Big contraction.
Nope. Well,
yeah.
And during labor action?
She just said, yep, it's labor.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
So okay. There you go. So, she got one. You did not.
Well, we're all part of the team.
True story.
Good deal. Well, we got something. We had to represent.
Team effort. Where are you calling from?
Oh, the Aikio Islanders.
Oh, all right, guys.
Hey, we're out here pulling the dock, and then that's the end of it for the year.
Aww. Well, call from home.
Well, we will. Well, we'll call when it freezes, too. So.
Good work. Thanks for calling.
All right. If I can give a shout-out to the Currys.
You did.
All right. Thanks much.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hey.
Hey.
Did that question about a dangerous animal, did that get answered?
It did. What do you have?
Well, I was going to say man.
Well, actually, that somebody did say that, and we agreed that was true, but we were looking for a wild mammal.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Tiger.
But there's some controversy.
There's controversy there, too, because somebody looked stuff up, as we do on this show, and said that wild dogs kill more people.
I heard that, but yeah, tigers kill a lot of people in India, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just curious. I'm listening from New York Mills, and
cool.
It kind of scratches. I mean, I get a lot of interference, so you come and go. So
I'm really glad you called. Then I'm glad you got through. You sound great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You guys do a good show. I like it. I like green cheese, but like I said, I get a lot of interference, so. I got to get a better radio or antenna. I don't know.
Antenna. Thanks for calling.
Oh, okay.
Keep in touch.
Have a good one. Yep. Bye.
And we receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook, making friends one plate at a time. And support comes from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji, gathering at 10 a.m. on Sundays, now through May at the Headwaters Peace Center. HUF is an inclusive space to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm going to behead another animal, if you'll permit me. You chop off the first five letters of dandelion, and you have lion.
No, because it's just one letter is the way it works out. But
oh, it's just one letter.
Yes.
Gosh, and I've been going through everything.
Like, because you behead.
Yeah, I always.
Beheading, you're only taking off one head, not five.
Only one head.
Unless it's some sort of, you know, monster.
I guess I misunderstood the question.
Okay.
Anyhow, here's a little information for you. Narwhal is a mammal.
It is a mammal.
Yes,
oh, like in the dolphin.
Oh,
I was going to say in the dolphin and whale family. Good to know. And thanks for the correction.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
I appreciate it, Nancy, as always.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Julie and Betsy again. We've been scratching our heads over your tough questions tonight. the beheading a word. The one for moving slowly?
Yes. And
I'm just wondering if we thought maybe ease and tease would work for that?
That's not what I have. But do you understand? So say that question again. Behead to move slowly and leave to move slowly. So basically taking off the first letter of that first word.
Mm-hmm.
And
it leaves another word.
Or that also means move slowly.
Right. And ease and tease, don't they both mean to move slowly? Or they could be taken that way?
I guess tease.
Well, here's the thing. I think we're trying to make it out of the word slowly and...
No, I don't think she... I think you're on the right track, but that's... I mean, we can write that one we can write that one down. I wouldn't think tease as meaning... meaning to move slowly. This word that I have also kind of is unusual. So, I think that I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Bemidji, Garage Sale Ninjas.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You should have said our queen was right.
Queenie here.
Thanks. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Good night.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
God, I've been on hold so long, the chopstick factory in Hibbing just reopened. Next to Fraboni's. Boy, that was a great business plan. And I got to be honest, I wasn't on hold so long, I dialed. Get the hell out of here.
Right.
So, throw me a softball. What do you got, ladies? It's me, Rhinestone from the Biffy.
Yes, get me a good one.
Let's go. What do we got?
I have to ask some questions.
Yeah.
Right, give it to me now. Let's go. Give me a good one.
After finding fortune with bros in the 1980s, which boy band did Tom Watkins form as rivals to Take That?
Or what word refers to a macromolecule that comprises repeating subunits?
Okay, now slow down. Back to the first one. That was a boy band to compete with.
After finding fortune with bros in the 1980s, which boy band did Tom Watkins form as rivals to Take That?
Well, I'm digging deep. It's gut check time, but I'm pretty sure it was Mojo and the Panty Dropper.
Right.
You're right. You're right.
Keep in touch. That's
when we opened up for BTO for a whole summer. We started the tour in Winnipeg. That was when the Pope went up there. In 1984, what a year.
Okay.
Thanks.
Anyway.
Thanks, you guys. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there, ladies. This is the Sugar Shack guys from Watertown, Minnesota.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Yep, and I have a stab at that. This darn question you have about beheading the arriving slowly and leaving slowly.
To move slowly and leave, so it's behead to move slowly. So you're taking off the first letter of that. There's a word.
Right.
And then you're removing that first letter, and it leaves a word that also means to move slowly.
Okay. I think the first word I got, I think, fits. I'm not sure about the second word. I'm guessing sidle and idle.
No, that's not what I have.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I had to give it a shot.
Of course you did.
I'm gonna give a shout out to the Puerto Rican princess who I think is probably listening tonight.
Oh, nice.
I hope so.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Try again then.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bye bye. Higher on green cheese.
Garage Sale Ninjas absolutely nailed it, Sisters Crab. You can't give them an asterisk. T's and E's work.
I wrote it down, Keech.
All right. We might need to get a fact checker for you two. Between the most deadliest mammal and T's and E's.
Oh, it's always lovely to hear from
you,
sir.
Do you have an answer?
No, he called to torture us.
I also, that question about take that.
The boy band?
Mojo and the Panty Droppers, our second single is going to be the world's deadliest mammal.
Okay. Good work.
All right. World's deadliest mammal.
Keep it doo-wop.
Keep in touch, sir. Higher on green cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It's always good to be on green cheese.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to try for your macromolecule with repeating units.
Oh, good, good.
Are you looking for a polymer?
I am looking for a polymer, and now I've found it.
Things like polyester, polypropylene,
correct,
polystyrene, all those things. I used to work at 3M, and there were people smart in that area.
Cool.
I'm just a mechanical guy, so I never tried to study those linkages.
You've studied more than I have, Gunga Din.
I can say it. So, yeah, always good to hear you, ladies, and hear you laugh.
Thanks, Galahad.
And of course, call out to my traveling spouse. I'll see Zoot here soon, I guess.
You will.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Keep the show rolling.
I will. Keep in touch. Higher on green cheese.
Hello. I have a guess for your beheading the slowly moving thing.
Okay.
Is it ramble and amble?
No, but that's another good one, which I am writing down.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bovee.
Oh, good to hear from you, Bovee.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Higher on green cheese.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought I'd take another stab at that. Move forward slowly, move backwards slowly one.
Okay.
I think this is wrong, but I'll give it a shot. So how about trot? Kind of like when a horse trots, and you take out the T and rot. Things rot slowly.
Well, I mean that's that's bending it a little bit, but I think that's also a good one. But that's not what I have.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
This is the Beer Guzzler, Brainerd again. Give a shout-out to Keech, Garacho Ninjas, Mojo from the sauna, and the Sugar Shack.
And all the characters.
Yeah, all the green cheesers.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right,
I'm going to ask a couple more questions now. These are about pop art. What was the name of Andy Warhol's studio? Where does pop art first emerge? And in which decade did pop art develop? Who designed the cover for the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? And what was the name of the 1955 pioneering British pop art exhibition? What was the name of the founding British pop art movement? And Eduardo Paolozzi designed mosaics for which London Underground station?
All right. And I've got a couple here,
In
his speeches, Martin Luther King often said that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward what? And hockey's Norris Trophy and college football's Nagurski Trophy both go to the athlete judged to play the best what?
218-326-1234. Higher on green cheese.
Julie.
Yes.
Andy Warhol, the factory.
That is correct. Good work.
All right. Briefly in Virginia.
Oh, thanks for calling.
We want to do a shout out. We don't know Keach, but we're going to do a shout out to Keach because he just cracked us up. He's a rock star.
He cracks everybody
He's
up.
He's a Randy Bachman.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Fried chicken in the fridge.
Hi, can I have some of that fried chicken?
Sorry, I was trying to answer my daughter. All right, is that one of the answers? Fried chicken in the fridge?
Well, it all depends. When could we stop by? Yeah.
So, in all this, I think I've almost okay. So, I think Andy Warhol's studio, if I remember correctly, was called the Farm.
No, it was. Got right before you. It's the factory.
Oh, the factory. Oh,
dang
darn
it.
All right. Well, this is the Oregon caveman calling from cloudy Grants Pass, Oregon.
Hey, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. Glad to hear you both on the air. I give a shout out to the Nut House off Nut Hatch if they're listening.
I hope they are.
I hope they are too. Hey, great show, ladies, as always.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, bye bye. Higher on green cheese.
Oh, my God, I got the crabs.
We've heard that
Hello,
before.
Julie.
Hey,
Hello,
Bill.
Julie. Afton Home for Wayward Youth checking in tonight. Great show. I laughed a lot.
Good.
Most of the questions have been not something that I've been interested in, but I'm sitting here with a blank piece of scratch paper because you said I'd need it.
I look at you, and because we didn't even get to that.
My next one is going to
Oh, yeah, wait. You'll wait for it.
I'll put it on. I'll say it after this question.
After you hang up, so get ready to call back because, well, it's math.
No, this
I tell you,
wait,
when
is
I
it
called
math?
This time, it put me right in at number two in the queue.
Oh,
that
my.
Was a pretty, so, you know, it must be a lull coming here.
Yeah, you got the lull. You got the lull.
Yes. Now, you talked about pop art decades. Of course, that was the 60s.
Well, for here, but it wasn't that for London, where it started.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, well, if it started here in the 60s, it would have been the 50s there.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah. Okay. There's a simple progression for
there
you.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks.
It's really good to hear your voices.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill.
Bye.
Thank you.
Higher on green cheese.
Hi. Could you repeat the question about Bronco Nagurski and the other trophy.
Yes. Hockey's Norris Trophy and college football's Nagurski Trophy both go to the athlete judged to play the best what?
Well, the hockey and football for Bronco. Uh-oh. Yeah. Bronco Nagurski was, they talk about their long johns.
Yeah.
It's football for Bronco Nagurski. You already said hockey.
Well, so why? No, yep. But these trophies are awarded to the athlete judged to play the best what?
In those sports?
Yes. Okay. College football.
Oh, position and such.
Or it's not necessarily position, but category more.
Well, there's only football and baseball and hockey here in America.
Could you
get a little tighter?
I could give a huge hint, but I'm not going to. Otherwise, my sister will disown me.
I wouldn't disown. Is it a position?
I guess it would be a position, but it's not. We're not going to say like wide receiver or tight end. It's a position.
It's not that specific.
Was a football superstar. Lineman. I'm shooting from the hip.
Nope.
Yes. Oh. Okay.
A good try.
Where are you calling from?
It's Larry, the almost really good fibber, calling from West Devlin.
There he is from West Devlin.
There he is. We were wondering where you were.
I almost missed the show. I got caught up in a science program on Minnesota Public Radio.
Well, see now.
I'm sending my money to you kids this year.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, so
you're on Green Cheese, and then you can ask that question.
Good evening.
Yes.
Have you gotten the answer to The Arc of the Moral Universe yet? By Martin Luther King?
Oh, no.
Bends towards justice, I believe.
That is correct.
Good work.
All right.
Is this Bovee?
This is Brent from Bovee, yep.
Yep. Thanks for calling, Brent.
Yep. Thanks. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, and Bill, Julie, like, this one is not the math one. I think but this one, so these are the words you want to write down. The verbs bring, B-R-I-N-G, buy, B-U-Y, catch, fight, seek, teach, and think.
You better say them again.
I will. Bring, buy, catch.
B-U-Y.
B-U-Y, catch, fight, seek, teach, and think. These verbs share a common property that no other common verbs in the English language possess. What is it?
Okay. All right. Let's go here. Higher on Green Cheese.
Julie, it's Mojo from Sona again.
Yes, sir.
The Norris Trophy is for defense.
That is correct.
There you go, Bet.
So now... I'm going to say what these are. Say these answers, Mojo, and you tell me if you can. You can tell me if you know what the connection is.
Okay.
Energy, education, labor, justice, and defense.
They're all departments of the government.
That is correct.
That is
U.S.
correct,
cabinet,
sir.
U.S. cabinet departments. Good job.
Good job.
All right.
So that's. I got two again.
Wow.
There you go.
Can I hear the bell? Can I hear the bell?
I don't have a bell.
We don't have a bell.
Can you go ding, ding, ding?
We've never said ding, ding, ding.
I can't break my promise not to say ding, ding, ding.
But she just did.
Peach and Rhinestone, you better get practiced up on your BTO because that's what we're playing at the...
That's right, sir.
Even a lip sync would go.
We would live for a lip sync.
As long as I don't have to wear the panties.
Copy that, sir. Adios. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, apparently it's lawlessness again here. I just got Mojo answering all kinds of questions. He's stealing my questions. Mojo, there's going to be a brawl one day. But he was wrong about the Norris Nagurski. Question.
And
the Norris and Nagurski Award goes to the best player of Bachman Turner Overdrive albums at the after party.
Okay.
Peach from Parts Unknown. Let me just shout out to you, the sisters Crab. Adios.
Keep in touch. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Justin Danny on the porch drinking Mick Golden Light.
Who's drinking Mick Golden Light here?
And do you have fried chicken?
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Mr. Mojo just answered my question about the Norris Trophy.
Okay, well, call back then. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Is the mosaic in Waterloo Station?
Nope, not Waterloo.
Okay, well, we're totally wrong. Ed from Sierra Lake.
Thanks, Ed. You've been right up about a lot of stuff tonight.
Well, I just I figured that's where Jason Bourne went to meet the guy. Was at the most popular place, was Waterloo Station.
Yeah.
That's where we got the answer. So we don't know. We were deducing.
Well, that's what this game's all about now, isn't it? And not only that, I mean, Jason Bourne, I don't care what anybody says. Those were good movies.
They're awesome.
I love them. All right.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I just deduce it.
Well, and good deduction skills, sir.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are again.
Janet. Hi, guys.
I have an answer to Betsy's list of words.
Okay. Oh, good.
My answer is that the past tense, I don't know exactly how to phrase this, the past tense of all those words does not end in E-D. It ends in U-G-H-T, right? Such as bought, caught, thought, taught.
Right. And I'm going to give that to you. What I have is, and that's correct.
That's correct.
The past tenses of the verbs all rhyme with taught. So, and that's kind of stretching it, but you got it right. All the past tenses are different than a normal past tense.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Perfect. Good job.
Like I said, I didn't know exactly how to phrase it.
You did well, ma'am.
Good
you did
job,
well.
Janet.
Thanks, Janet.
Oh, thank you. Thanks again, ladies, for a good show.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Oop, gone.
I could shout out this math one.
Do this math one.
This is one where you need... the answer, yeah. The square of 13 is 169. Take the last digit of the square, 9, and place it in the middle, making 196. This is the square of 14, the next number above 13. What are the next numbers which also have this property? Should I read it again?
Yeah.
The square of 13 is 169. Take the last digit of the square, which is 9, and place it in the middle, making 196. This is the square of 14, the next number above 13. What are the next numbers which also have this property?
Okay. Higher on Green Cheese.
God, I've been on hold so long. Mojo and the Penny Droppers just headlined the amphitheater Iron World. Oh, what a show. What a tour. 1990. We opened up for Joe Diffie. Oh,
no.
What a tour.
We gotta
hone our craft. We gotta do the whole BTO catalog.
But, absolutely, sir.
You know. So I wanted to say defense. For the question, but Mojo got it because he's the band leader. So
okay.
Of course,
well, there's that, right?
So, either way, change them dang filters, ladies. A great show. Support public radio. Everybody, donate. Pony up.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is the boy with the Big Dick Lake in northern Minnesota.
Okay.
We had an answer to the moving out slowly question. Is it strolling and trolling?
No. And no, because you're just changing the first letter. You're not removing a letter. So I'm going to give you the example. Behead an animal and leave an animal. That's fox and ox. That's the example. So you're removing a letter and the letters that are left are saying the next word.
All right, well, we gave it a shot.
Yeah, you gave it a shot. Good try.
Yeah. Roll.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Oops. Anyway, 218-326-1234. Just a little bit before 9, we'll have Ben Franklinstein doing the music at 9 o'clock till I think midnight, and he's going to be doing EDM. I can hardly wait to hear the ride. Looking forward to the ride home. And call 218-326-1234. Let's see if I can get this person again.
XE.org and click on the donate button or text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
Okay. So let's go.
What was the name of Tony Soprano's older sister?
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of rights do organizations like PETA and the HSUS campaign for?
Who created the collage? Just what is it that makes today's homes so different, so appealing? This is in the pop art category. In which gallery is Roy Lichtenstein's Drowning Girl on display? And Robert Rauschenberg's based a series of works called Stone Moon Series on which Apollo space mission? 218-326-1234. Higher on green cheese. Higher on green cheese. I'm not hearing. Oh, wait.
Higher animals, on,
now you're, oh, back it up, back it up. I had you turned off. Apparently, I didn't want to hear you at that juncture. So again, now you're on green cheese talking again.
Yeah. The animal rights is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA?
Yes.
Yes. And that, and then the H, and you said it, but because the question was, what do these organizations, who do they campaign for? And you said animal, and that's correct.
That's right.
Yeah, animals.
All right. Where are you calling from?
Call from the Breezeway in Virginia.
Thanks, guys. You've been rocking it tonight.
Thank you, and another shout-out to Keech.
Okie doke. Higher on green cheese.
Hi, this is Linda, one of the creatures of Camp Lake.
Yes.
And I was number one caller, and I got cut off very early.
Well, it you didn't get cut off. Something happened where it was hung up on or something, and when I pulled
no
you up.
No problem.
When I pulled you up.
Here you are now.
You are here now, though.
We are listening, and we are going to answer the PETA, the question about PETA.
Yes. What kind of rights?
Animal rights.
That
it's
is
animal
correct.
Rights.
Yes.
Okay. And now I'm going to do a shout out to my daughter and her wife in Wisconsin, Deidre and Mary, and to Jenny in St. Paul.
I hope they're listening.
Okay. But I got in.
You did, Linda. Thanks so much for calling.
You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Higher on green cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I give the answer for Tony Soprano's older sister?
Yes.
Janice.
Yes. That is correct. Janice is the correct one.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
Right. This is the Beaver Islanders in St. Cloud, and I want to give a shout-out, if I can.
Sure.
Okay, shout out to the Mantrap Mamas and shout out to Graham.
I hope they're listening.
I hope so too. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
By what nickname is Scott Braun, the talent manager who discovered Justin Bieber and Carly Rae Jepsen, better known? And what vessel in a science lab has a small spout and straight sides, unlike an Erlenmeyer flask? And what style of gritty, freeform journalism was practiced by writer Hunter S. Thompson?
Thank you. Where did David Hockney paint a bigger splash? Whose autobiography is titled Autorotella? And, What cult rock band did Warhol work with from the mid-1960s? And finally, which medium did Lichtenstein often parody? Higher on green cheese.
Hey, are you looking for a graduated cylinder?
No, I am not.
No.
Nope.
Oh, all right.
That's all right. Where are you calling from?
This is Donnie from Cedar Island Lake.
Okay, we got you.
Are
down.
You with Ed from Cedar Island Lake?
Unfortunately, he's right next to me.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Good show.
Thank you.
Higher on green cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake.
Hi,
Linda.
You just asked the question. I think I have the author right. Hunter S. Thompson, the journalism?
Yes.
Is it guerrilla journalism?
Not guerrilla.
Oh. Well, then I have no idea. So maybe someone will answer before the end of the night. I'm like 0-4 tonight, so well, I'm the big loser.
You're not a big loser. It happens.
Yeah. Like,
so anyways, I'll give a big shout out to all the other losers. Keep calling in, keep giving wrong answers, keep hanging in there.
Thanks, Linda. Hi, you're on green cheese.
No.
Hello? Hi, you're on green cheese.
I know. Did you hear that?
I heard him say no.
We've
to
heard
you.
So much tonight.
I know. What a beautiful show. And then you hear no.
That's all right. We got fried chicken in the refrigerator and Michelob Light.
Yep.
So.
We just actually were calling in to say thanks for a great show.
Oh, thank you. That's so awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to take any answers away from anybody. We just wanted to say thanks for a great show.
Where are you calling from?
We appreciate the radio station. I actually was in a tad bit ago. This is Pengilly again.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you. Glad you called back.
But, yeah. But I can get off so other people can call in with actual answers.
Oh, that's thank you so much, dear. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but thank you. Bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Dude, you guys got fried chicken in the refrigerator?
That's what somebody does.
Wow. You guys have my number. You're going to call me, right?
Well, we wanted to know when we could stop by, but they didn't. They failed to answer that question.
That's right. They're trying to keep the chicken to themselves.
Well, I'm eating a bogus salad right now, trying to keep myself in G-string shape.
Okay, you better start it right.
That's right. Good work.
And again, Julie and I have decided that lip syncing would be allowed.
Uh-huh.
Hunter S. Thompson practicing gonzo journalism.
You got that right.
Good work, Keach.
Woo! I'm going to bed on a win. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Bye. You're on green cheese.
Julie, we've been on hold so long, I think that Rhinestone is doing the ribbon cutting for the re-grand opening of Woolworths.
I think
the Andy Warhol's the cult band was the Velvet Underground.
That is correct, sir.
Thank you. Breezeway in Virginia, Ken.
Good work, sir. Thanks so much for calling.
And one more.
Thank you, girls, for a great night of fun.
Thank you. You're our last caller. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bob Gavers from Grand Lake and Twig.
Hey, Bob and Nancy. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We are great, and it's so good to hear from you.
It's wonderful to hear you and your sister's voices, too.
Thank you.
So I was going to guess Hunter S. Thompson's style of journalism is gonzo journalism.
That is correct.
Yay.
Yay, good job.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Keep in touch.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Great show tonight.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's time for last call. You guys drink them up. We got some people to thank.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I tried to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be fooled just like the rest? Your class ring, soft voice, and your sad eyes. I fell for the whole thing. I don't regret having met up with a girl who breaks hearts like they were nothing at all. I've done it too. What it feels like, just like I said, there's no regrets.
Well, thanks so much to all y'all calling from the lake, from Virginia, Bemidji, Northeast, Omelin, the Cortinas Cantina, Whitetail Lakes, Sauna for the Wabana, Windmill Farms in Wisconsin, Alexandria, The Garage, The Biffy, West Eveleth, The Dump, Danger Camp Oahu, Now Then, Top of the Tater, and Garage Sale Ninjas are King and Queen. Calling from the South, Little Wolf Lake, French Lake, Brainerd, Doan Lake, Grout Guy, Jeffrey Woodridge, thank you, Nymora Loons, Let's see, Perch Lake, Loveland, Colorado. Here we are now, Pine City, Cedar Island Lake. Zoot, thanks for calling. You and Galahad, Migrating Warblers. Penn Gilly, thanks so much. Keep calling. Ikeo Islanders, New York Mills, Watertown, Grants Pass, Oregon.